replay service.
At this time, this call is now being recorded, and we would like to begin with a roll call. Please respond when your name is announced.
Well, maybe you could just announce our names.
Okay. Cintra 699, Rafiq Damak, Julia Starvolin, Alan Berenger, and Robin Griff.
Thank you very much. What was I missed one of the names in the center. I didn't recognize it.
Yes, hello. Sorry, Julia speaking. Hello, Robin.
Who's Julia?
I'm working for the GNSO Secretariat.
Oh, you're the GNSO Secretariat. Okay. Thanks.
Yes, I was on the call just to check out if everything was going.
Yes. No, that's fine. I was just wondering, just trying to understand who it was. No problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you, Julia.
Thank you.
All right, so let me quickly review our agenda and then let's dive into it. First, I want to update folks on my call with staff the other day regarding a request for some assistance, and then we can go right into the pending membership applications that have been in the sort of the pending file for a few weeks now and we really need to deal with today. Okay, so is there anything else anyone would like to add, or shall we just dive right into it? Okay, well then let's get started. So the good news is I talked with Ken Bauer and Glenn de Saint-Jurie from ICANN staff last week and explained to them some of the technical difficulties we're having with just sort of the data management of these applications and getting information out in a timely fashion. And I think that they're going to be able to help us in a nutshell. I mean, I don't have the specifics yet because Ken Bauer wanted to go back and think about it a little bit more and put together some kind of a proposal for us, particularly with respect to the database management. Because as you all know, we've got this spreadsheet that when people file applications, all the data goes right into the spreadsheet, and so we work right from that spreadsheet to look at the applications. And then, you know, once they get approved, their data will go into a membership list. And then, you know, we have to update that data every year. Has somebody checked in order to vote in the election? Maybe their email address has changed and it needs to be updated. But these are all different lists or different databases that are not correlated to each other. And so what we really need with respect to handling a lot of this data management is a integrated database whereby an application comes in and the applicant fills out all this information and it goes right into the database. And then each of us can go into the database, look at the application, vote to approve or to raise questions or whatever it is we need to do right there. We don't have to sort of have a separate step of, you know, saying, okay, everyone, here's the application to look at, but we just can go in there and we can do all the work in there. And, you know, sometimes we have questions about an application, and so we go back and we ask the applicant for additional information or some kind of additional clarification. And so that comes in right now, and it usually comes in the form of an email, which we then forward to the EC list. But, again, that doesn't correlate back to the actual membership application itself. So, you know, sometimes people get confused. Where's the application? What does this particular piece of information that's been sent to the EC list have to do with the pending implications? So, you know, there just isn't one centralized place where we can store all of this data, have it all relate to each other. So when things get changed, it changes universally, or we could pull membership data from existing and updated and regularly updated databases. So, you know, I talked with Ken Bauer about this in particular for a while, and I think he really understands the problem that we're having. And, you know, suspects that it may be similar to what other constituencies and stakeholder groups, the kinds of tools that they may need as they start to grow as well. So, you know, he's thinking that probably ICANN would want to develop a tool for this that could be used by all the groups, all the constituencies and the stakeholder groups. And I think that's probably right. So he's going to come back to us with a more concrete proposal for a database management system to help us really manage all this data. So that I thought was very encouraging. There's also the question of the website, and I know, you know, we had some issues with it not being easily found on when you do a Google search, and the content not being very dynamic. So what staff has done is they've sort of taken our Confluence site and reworked, you know, the Confluence wiki page and reworked the structure of it to make it a little bit more user-friendly and intuitive, and created a non-commercial stakeholders group testing page, which I sent around on the a link to in the agenda for today's meeting. So they've got some ideas for how we can make our website a little bit better. Now, I mentioned that what we really want also is better website on the, not just the Confluence page, but on the ICANN's GNSO page. And so what they're proposing, and I think it's actually a really good idea, is that they can build that page to take information directly from the Confluence site. So when we post, you know, this is the latest NCSG statement on whatever issue, or this is the latest call for input on whatever issue, or this are the last couple of emails that have been sent on the mailing list, all this kind of dynamic, regularly updated information will then be pulled from what we post to the Confluence site onto the NCSG GNSO site. So that would make that a lot more dynamic and a lot more current and relevant. And so I think that, you know, we've got some pretty good possibilities, or at least I think they understand where we're trying to go and help us figure out some tools and some ways of getting there. And also realizing that these are tools and needs that, while we may be the first to really raise and push upon, that other groups and other stakeholder groups and constituencies are also going to need. So it's the kind of thing that, you know, they can use again with some of these other groups. So I am encouraged, and I don't have anything specific back from Ken yet on his proposal for this, but I will pass that along as soon as I get that. So, you know, I know that our current spreadsheets and databases are not ideal. So I think, you know, we don't have to like convince ourselves that we need to fix them and to update them. I think we just need to just do it and, you know, get the proposal back from ICANN as to what kind of database they propose building for us. And, you know, we take all that energy and just put it into that function right there is when they've got a concrete proposal for us. So, I don't know. That's a lot of words. Does anybody have any questions on that?
This is Alain Robin. I have more of a comment than a question.
Yes.
I think it's I too think it's very encouraging, and I want to thank you for having taken the lead after this the discussion we had on this subject at the EC and CSG EC meeting in Toronto. And I'm very pleased that we are getting excellent collaboration from Ken, and of course Ken is a consultant, so I don't think he can do that without checking with whoever is ICANN rep is. So I think this is I just want to say this is great, it's going in the right direction. I think your description was excellent, and the fact that it has to be a database management approach, where you know the rules of who can enter data who can edit are very clear, and so that we have a single data entry moment, you know. So when whoever is authorized to enter data, that gets carried out throughout the integrated database. So it's a membership lifecycle database management we need, and the application is part of that early cycle. But you did mention, you know, updates for changes of email addresses. You mentioned the use for voting, et cetera. So this is good, but I would like to say that we need to have ICANN expect that they will need to give us much more support than just that if they want us to optimize our contribution. So in a nutshell, thanks a lot, Robin, for carrying this from Toronto, and it's very, very encouraging indeed.
Well, thank you. No, thank you, and thank you for pushing on this. I'm really glad. I'm encouraged by, you know, what this new database is going to. I never thought I'd be excited over a database, but I am, because I know this will make all of our lives much easier.
Sure.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's Rafi. I don't think it's a big technical issue to have a database. It's not that we don't have really advanced technical requirements, or just to we need to give them a clear process. I will be happy to help for the technical side. But you know, when we talk about data, we talk who do the administration and the ownership of data, and I'm just wondering if we are going to give all the administration and management to the ICANN staff. As a stakeholder group, we need also to have we need to administer our data. So, I think maybe ICANN can help us to set up the database or the web application needed to manage the membership application and the status of members as active or inactive and all related information. But we have to get the ownership. So it's not to outsource everything to the ICANN staff. It's really important. I want to warn people about that. I can understand that there is a request to have more support, but just as kind of warning to not outsource everything, you need to always control your data. That's what I want to say. So just.
Yeah, no, thank you, Rafiq. That's a good point. And I think, you know, I want to say that we're not relinquishing any decision-making responsibilities here, but rather just, you know, asking for somebody to help us build a database that will help us to better manage the data. So I agree that, you know, we still want to be the ones who have the decision-making and ultimately the managers of this data, but it would be nice to have some support just in terms of the providing of the database.
They can make that web application. It's not just database, because I don't think that you people are going to do, operate directly the database. But we need a user-friendly interface. But it's more how we are going to manage, operate, administer the database. It will be our task.
Yeah.
I think the ICANN suggest to help us to set up the application. But after, when it will be released for our day-to-day operation, it will be managed 100% by the NCHG.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Robin, this is Alain Béranger for the transcript. I agree with Rafiq. I think we need to have ownership and control of the data, and we need to have a web interface friendly platform. As you say, Rafiq, we're not going to become database specialists. And in fact, you hit at the heart of what kind of support will we get from ICANN. So do they hire the staff support and then we have a bit or a little or a lot of control in dealing with the staff, or do they actually transfer resources to the stakeholders group and constituency, and we manage directly those financial resources? So is it in fact up to now, I can see that the only support we get from ICANN is what I call in kind,
right?
As in kind, and we know from our experience that we all know that this is not as good as dedicated financial support with some control, accountability, and responsibilities in that. So I think this is a good warning and a good point of reflection for us as we systematize in the months and years to come the kind of